The Message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. This is the voice of the Message to Israel.
Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you, my dear friends. It is said of the late John D. Rockefeller, the founding patriarch of the multimillionaire family dynasty, that he loved to ice skate, yet he would never skate on Sunday, or let his workmen flood the rink on that day. Furthermore, it is said that his wife served cold meals on Sundays because she considered working on that day to be a sin. Back in the 60s, a commentator was heard to remark, quote, "It takes real application to get through the mammoth New York Times, attend church, play 18 holes of golf, catch the second half of a televised doubleheader, pick up the Ed Sullivan Show, grab a late snack before getting to bed for a good night's sleep in preparation for a fruitful Monday." End of quote. The radical change in Sunday observance caused someone to remark, "Our great-grandfathers called it the Holy Sabbath, our grandfathers the Sabbath, our fathers Sunday, but today we just call it the weekend." Our study today is taken from Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 to 11, where the fourth commandment is being relayed to the gathered people of Israel. "Remember the Sabbath day," Moses was saying, "to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." In the first commandment we see the proper object of worship, the eternal God. In the second commandment we observe the emphasis on the proper mode for worship. It is to be spiritual, not dependent on outward circumstances or aesthetics. In the third commandment, the Lord directs Israel as to the proper attitude required for acceptable worship, reverence from the heart, that is to be seen in their reverential regard for the very name of God. In this fourth commandment, we witness God demanding that Israel set aside a portion of their time as a day of rest. One day out of seven was to be set aside as a holy convocation, that is, a divinely appointed time. We read in the third book of Moses, Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 3, these words, "6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, an holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." The first mention of Sabbath is in Genesis chapter 2, where we are told, "And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made." The seventh day of the creative week was divinely sanctified or set apart from the other days of the week. It is noteworthy that while God sets the seventh day apart as special, he does not command Adam and Eve to keep it in any special way. The legal observance of the Sabbath did not begin until the days of Moses, when the children of Israel were encamped in the wilderness of Sin. There the redeemed tribes of Israel were graciously provided manna from heaven. Each day they were to gather sufficient for that day, but on the sixth day they were to gather twice as much, for on the seventh day none would be provided. God gave the Sabbath to Israel and demanded that they set it apart from the other days of the week, a day that was to be characterized by the absence of work. It is noteworthy that in post-Babylon Jerusalem, when the Levites were instructing the people in worship, they prayed unto the Lord, saying, Thou camest down also upon Mount Sinai, and spakest with them from heaven, and gavest them right judgments and true laws, good statutes and commandments, and madest known unto them thy holy Sabbath, and commandedst them precepts, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moses thy servant. In a number of passages of Holy Scripture, we find the Lord giving unique significance to the Sabbath day as a memorial. In the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments, recorded in Exodus 20, the Sabbath is to be kept as a day of remembrance of God's creative acts and His subsequent cessation of creative work. Later, in the second book of Moses, Exodus 31, we see the Sabbath set apart as a sign of the special relationship that Israel enjoyed with Jehovah, the God of redemption, a relationship that was unique among all the peoples of the earth. Wherefore, the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. No other race of people were privileged to enjoy God's special elective and redemptive attention. No other people were the recipients of God's love, as were the ancient people of Israel. Hear what Moses says to the ancient people of Israel. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondage from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. In the fifth book of Moses, Deuteronomy, we see God commanding Israel to observe the Sabbath as a day of memorial of their deliverance from Egypt. And remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. Repeatedly throughout the history of ancient Israel, the nation was charged with failing to keep the Sabbath day. Jeremiah's words are typical of the prophetic voices that were raised, accusing Israel of failing to keep the Sabbath day holy. To the residents of Jerusalem, Jeremiah says, Thus saith the Lord, Take heed to yourselves, and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem. Neither carry forth a burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day. Neither do ye any work, but hallow ye the Sabbath day, as I commanded your fathers. But they obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made their neck stiff, that they might not hear nor receive instruction. Israel's obedience to the Torah's demands resulted in the Babylonian captivity and the destruction of the first temple in 586 B.C., To summarize, we see the Tanakh setting forth the Sabbath as a memorial of God's creative acts, of His atoning redemptive deliverance of Israel from Egypt, and of the unique redemptive relationship the nation had with Him. For Christian Jews and Gentiles, the Lord's Day has a similar memorial significance. Each Sunday, known biblically as the Lord's Day, is a weekly memorial of the Christian believer's deliverance from sin, a deliverance provided for in the atoning death of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. It is also spoken of as the Lord's Day, for it is on the first day of the week that Yeshua, Israel's Messiah and the Savior of the world, was raised from the dead. Each Lord's Day is a memorial of that glorious resurrection event. It is also noteworthy that recorded for us in the Book of Acts, in the Brit Kadoshah, or New Testament, the first day of the week is the birth date of the founding of the Church. The Church, spoken of by the Jewish rabbi Paul as the body of Christ, is composed of all Jews and Gentiles who have placed their faith and trust in Yeshua HaMashiach for the forgiveness of their sins. My dear Jewish friend, are you rejoicing solely in the Sabbath remembrance of Israel's national deliverance from Egypt? Or are you also able to rejoice in the personal deliverance from your sins through faith in Israel's Yeshua HaMashiach? May the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob lead you into His true Sabbath rest in Yeshua. Shalom. Thank you for listening today. We invite you to write for a free written copy of today's message. Cassette tapes and CDs are also available. We also have available a Bible correspondence course, a special offer which is available for every Jewish person who requests it, is our Old Testament prophecy edition of the New Testament. We are happy to also mail without charge our 16-page magazine Message to Israel with studies and brief news items of Jewish interest from around the world. Our address is Message to Israel, Post Office Box 100052, Brooklyn, New York. The zip code is 11210. Our Canadian friends can write to Message to Israel, Canada, Upper Canada Postal Station, Post Office Box 21516, Newmarket, Ontario, L3Y8J1. When you write, please be sure to include the call letters of this station. And now, may the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob cause His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. Shalom.